Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of WikiCuriosity Media or its affiliates. WikiCuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Note by Note Radio Show. You are hearing the voice of Jesse Lives coming to you live from my studio here in sunny California. You know, usually my co-host Jeremy Bearden does this part of the show, but as we know, he's moving up in the world and his schedule is crazy. So I got to do the conversating and the moderating until he checks in. And that's just what it is when you have a team. You know, that's why we have teams and have co-hosts. So, you know, we can always pick up the slack because, as they say, in the entertainment world, the show must go on, right? So, this week, we have a awesome show for you, which is going to be crazy dope. But first, you know, we like to just kind of shoot the shit in the beginning of the show and talk about some, you know, usually what we have going on with our day. but I got a cool topic I want to talk about. You know, in headline news, I'm sure everybody has seen the what went on with Mr. Tyson's airplane trip, you know. So I'm going to give my two cents about that. The way I look at that is this. There's three things that we learned in this situation, kids. One, just because there's a camera phone out and somebody's recording does not mean you need to put on the show. And two, when people ask you to leave them the fuck alone, do so, because that is a warning. That is someone asking politely. Even if they ask aggressively, they're still asking you to leave them alone and get out of their personal space and mind your business. Third is, celebrities are people too at the end of the day. Outside of the job that they do, they're real people with real lives and real situations, and they don't owe you anything. I mean, I really dislike that. I disliked it when I was an athlete, and I disliked it in the entertainment industry. You do not own a celebrity. A celebrity is not obligated to do anything for you. It ain't obligated to raise your kids. It's not he or she is not obligated to give you an autograph. They are not. That is not what they get paid to do. They get paid to do to be entertaining. If you choose to enjoy the type of entertainment that they give, then great. But that doesn't mean that you own them as a person. And we've seen the end result of that level of respect for someone else's personal space. You see what happens when it gets violated. See, I know in the present things have gotten really politically correct, but it's also opened the door for people to be very, very disrespectful to other people's personal space and privacy and things like that. So you think, since there's no repercussion for your horrible behavior, you can treat people any kind of way because you already assume that they're supposed to act accordingly. But as we see, Mr. Tyson is very old school. And I'm sorry, he just reminded me of one of my uncles. I mean, because that's the type of old school, I guess, discipline or old school cats I grew up around. Like, you're only going to get so many warnings. And when somebody's warning you, that's when you're in your safest place. It's when they stop. And that's what I feel like a lot of us in this generation don't realize. We do a lot of talking. I know my father and his brothers and his friends, they didn't do much talking. they was straight up men. They were men's men. They're gonna say what they mean and mean what they say, and you only gonna get so much rope before they have to go ahead and demonstrate to you in another way that you may understand. Because I feel like it's a weird thing, because people, we live in this world where everybody says be nonviolent, but it's ironic that violence is one of the few things everyone respects. And I'm not saying I'm condoning violence, and I'm laughing because I wonder what that young man was really thinking. And it looks like he may have been drinking. And that's another thing. When you travel, why are you on a plane inebriated? Yeah, I used a big word there, inebriated. But why are you drunk on a plane? And that's another thing, because, I mean, I have some very prominent friends that are like all my friends, and these guys hold very significant, let's try that again, very significant offices. He's probably one of my best friends. He's a brother to me, you know what I mean? We have so much history. This man has saved me from making a decision that would have costed someone their life and probably costed me my freedom. That's how far back me and this gentleman go. And I could say for sure, this man, he's scared of flying. So imagine getting him on a plane. I can't even imagine getting my brother on a plane and then someone recognizing him and then acting the way that gentleman did and him not responding in the same manner. So, and I think that we don't know what other people's anxieties are, and that's the thing about celebrities. We act like they don't have fears and anxieties and insecurities and the same things that we worry about. And I wish I had the privilege of calling Mike Tyson a friend, but I would bet money that he has the same issue, because a lot of people have to try. Because I'll say for me, for as many times as I've gotten on a plane that, you know, my job in the music industry has allowed me to get on the plane, that doesn't mean I haven't had bouts of anxiety. Because one thing I don't like, I'm not a fan of falling. I remember, I would say it's probably about 5 years ago. I was actually flying into Denver, and the crazy thing about it was, when you fly into Denver, the one thing you don't realize, you're flying into all these mountains. And so we were coming in, and I swear to God, we dropped 1,000 stories out of the blue. And, bro, that petrified me to my soul. Because that's the certain things I draw the line at. And falling to my death, is I just don't want to experience that. And all the it's funny to think about it now, because it's funny now, but it was scary as hell then. All the pilot had to say was, yeah, sorry about that. We hit an air pocket. That cut us off guard too. I hope you guys are okay. That's all he had to say. Like, I was shook. I even go lie. Like, I couldn't unclench until I literally got off the plane. I was clenched the whole time. I have never been that uptight in every form of the word. So I understand the anxieties of traveling and flying and things like that. So I don't think we account for that with other people, because we think this person is a celebrity, especially when they're off the clock. And that's another thing I think civilians don't understand. You know, entertainers aren't on the clock for you 24 hours a day. They're not the court jester. That was a personal, a human time right there for everyone. Everyone on that plane, no matter where they were sitting, that's just everybody being themselves. So what he met right there was the man Mike. He didn't meet the celebrity, the legend Mike Tyson. He met just a guy named Mike that was trying to take his flight. And that's my two cents on that. So what did we learn? Leave people the hell alone, man. Stop making a spectacle of yourself. You know, enjoy your experience. Don't impose on nobody else's experience, because you don't know what they're going through. And if they snap on you, a lot of times when people snap on you, you provoked it. But we live in a society that's going to allow you to play the victim. But really, you knew what you were doing when you did it. You just thought the response wasn't going to be violent. So, and I know I'm going to piss people off with that, but I'm about common courtesy and decency. I'm not about this, whatever these new things, these new make my rules up as I go along type of mentality, because I don't think it benefits anyone, you know, because if we don't have the same moral value, how can we treat each other the same? We don't. If someone else makes up their rules as they go along, then they get to pick and choose. But you don't realize that same person ain't on the same page with you. So you may be choosing to think it's going to be politically correct, but this individual you're dealing with, he or she is like, fuck all that bullshit. I'm not playing those games. And there is no, we can't pause life and say, hey, are you on this or are you on that? We don't get to say that, you know. And getting into the politically correct, what do y'all think about the Johnny Depp? I don't know if it's a trial or whatever it is, but that whole thing sounds wild when you really think about if he was really abused in that way. I mean, when you hear some of those recordings, I haven't heard of it. You know, you get your, I'll be honest, all I've gotten is the bits and pieces from like the media and things like that, the different takes, the hot takes, but when you listen to some of those recordings and you basically hear the lady say, you know, basically, bro, ain't nobody going to believe you. Ain't nobody going to believe you. You need to man up. Stop being a bitch. I didn't punch you. Man up. Ain't nobody, man, you ain't no victim, man. Be a man. Like, when you hear that ideology, it's hard not to believe that he was abused. But now, as they say, there's three sides to every story. There's your version, their version, and the fucking truth. So I haven't heard much of her side, but the side that I have heard, it sounds pretty wild, you know. It sounds like toxic femininity is just as strong as toxic masculinity, which is a whole other I don't even know why we let people give us those ideologies. Because when we look at the people that gave us those ideologies, they don't mean either side well. They're on a whole other agenda trying to pit both sides, you know, between each other. But it sucks that in society now, it's more about bullying each other and finding ways to punk each other and figure out who's in control and who's the more dominant, you know. Like, last time I checked, last time I spoke with the elders, I was told it was about living in harmony, especially with your significant other. And I was taught harmony is what makes this thing go forward. When we look back at our past and we see that, you know, our grandparents and our great-grandparents and our great-great-grandparents, especially me who descends from, you know, people who lived in slavery. You know, I have ancestors that suffered that Holocaust, right? And the way those people stayed together was through the harmony of the household, the harmony between the husband and the wife, and so on and so forth. So it's really deep to me now that we don't look at it like that. We really do look at who is the more dominant side, who should be in charge, who should be catering to who, instead of looking at it like, I'm going to do my part to the best of my ability, and I'm going to find someone that's going to do their part to the best of their ability. And I hope, you know, where I fall short, I'll say for me, this is what I think. Like, my idea in a mate, and this is the mate I look for, and these are the mates that I choose to have. I'm looking for someone who can pick me up when I fall short. And I want to be able to do the same for them. That's my idea of being a man. You know, that's how I was raised, to be a man. Period. Like, I don't want my woman to have to struggle in any way that I can fix for her. And I hope she wouldn't want me to struggle in any way that she can't fix for me. And that's how we keep this thing harmony and ebb and flow. That I'm going to start using ebb and flow more. I don't know why. I just like that word these days. So I feel like everything needs to be on a ebb and flow. And I feel like in society, we have a culture of fuck all that. I choose violence. I choose war. I choose, you know, whatever I need to choose. Oh, hey. My guy, Jeremy Bearden is giving us a call. Let's bring him on.
Can you hear me?
Hey, guy in glasses. Yes. Hey, guy in glasses. How you doing? How you been?
I'm doing all right, buddy. I talked to the boss and got off a little bit early so I could hurry and rush home, so I'm still running a few minutes behind.
Okay.
And I don't know why I'm not logged in the correct way, but I am here, and I'm trying to figure it all out, so.
Oh, I got you. So I was just, I don't know if you're listening or not, but I was just weak. At first I was talking about the whole Mike Tyson incident, but now I'm talking about the Johnny Depp trial that's going on where we're looking at where this man might have really been a victim of domestic violence and the stigma and how crazy that is that we live in a world where, you know, we don't believe men can be violated in that way. And we live in a world where everything's a competition with your mate instead of being in harmony with your mate. And
when we look
at the past, right, we look at our great-grandparents. And I was talking about, part of my history is, I descend from people that went through the Holocaust that was slavery. But, they were still married. They still were able to create a strong legacy. I mean, I'm a part of it. And they did that because in the household, there was harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those, you pick up my shortcomings and I can pick up yours. And we just basically spend our whole relationship watching each other's back, in our new society and culture, it's basically who can pimp who can punk who can show who's more in charge, who's not doing something because they're not doing it. And it's scary to see where our society's going. In the way we treat each other, and the reason I picked both of those topics because we're seeing two celebrities dealing with something that technically celebrities aren't human enough to experience, between Mike Tyson and his incident and Johnny Depp and what he's going through. And we often act like celebrities aren't real people with normal fucking lives that have normal stresses and normal worries and normal fears and anxieties. We don't have any empathy towards all that good stuff. And so that was just kind of that was the soapbox I was on just then. Because I don't think we talk about it openly like, bro, look how far we've fallen. Yeah, we look at the past, but look, what are we doing different than what they did back then? Because we're basically saying everything they did was wrong. But look at us now. Look how we're treating each other. We can't even get along. Like, we to the point now, it's not even it's a thing where men and women don't like each other no more. Or that's what the media tells us, basically. Like, we can't get along. We can't be, we can't be, unless you're benefiting me monetarily, we can't even coexist unless we benefit each other monetarily. There we go. And so, and that was that for this one. I mean, I want to get all the serious shit out the way because, when my bros show up and the 3HD show up, it's going to be a lot of fun. And because like I said, these guys are like my brothers. They're from San Jose, California, just like I am. So they stand on a lot of the principles I do. I respect them. These are guys that were actually already in the game before I came in to it, and I've watched them rise through the ranks just like I've rose through the ranks on my own. And it's just really fun to talk to these motherfuckers because they'll understand. Like, a lot of the shit I say, I know a lot of you, sometimes you guys don't understand, but these cats know exactly where I'm coming from because, like I said, we stand on some of the principles. A lot of our landmarks are the same. We identify with San Jose as a culture and why it's important that we have a voice and things like that. So I'm really looking forward to bringing on the three-headed dragon. And, yes, it's three guys, and yes, they are the three-headed dragon. But the funny thing about it is they can get you on their own. They don't even need to be in a group. They just choose to be. And that's how hard these gentlemen can go as lyricists. And so that's going to be fun. So I figured I'd talk about some serious shit early in the show because it's just going to be a lot of fucking, it's almost like everybody's going to cry. It's funny. This is how it's going to feel. Like, everybody is sitting in the same room, drinking a 40, talking shit. That's what it's going to sell. Because anytime I link up with these cats, that's literally what it is. And we just talk shop. And I've always been inspired by these gentlemen because it's hard to keep a group together. And it's hard for me to keep cool with people, period. But these cats have been able to keep a group and a brotherhood together. and that's what I'm going to ask them on the show, because I never asked them how long they've been together, but I know they've been together longer than a decade as a group. And that they deserve an award for that shit, in my opinion. So hold on, let me I think we got some of them checking in. Well, before we bring them on, what you got good? What's going on with you, JB?
Nothing. Just work day and everything like that. And like I said, you know, I got off work a little bit early. We were pretty much caught up and everything, so I jetted out early, rushed home about 80 miles an hour, and it's the first day in 3 weeks I've had a chance to ride the bike. So I took it, and then I wasn't thinking. I'm like, well, I can't call in to the show and host the show off the phone riding a motorcycle. So I was like, oh, crap, and it was like 5:30, so my boss said I could go ahead and jet out. So I'm just here, man. I'm here and, grateful for it.
You in the building.
Yeah, I'm not drinking a 40, but I am doing 12-ounce curls right now. It's Friday. Fuck it. That's what we call it. Fuck it Friday. That's what we'll start calling
it. Hey,
fuck it Friday.
Hey, we made the Friday. We good. We made some money this week. We don't got no probation officers to check in with.
Hell
I don't got no pending cases.
Not today.
I don't
not
owe nobody
today,
no fucking money. Yeah, so fuck it. We won.
Well,
hey, guess what?
Well,
we won. I don't know what y'all believe winning is, but that's winning.
I owe some hospitals some money, but that's just hospital bills. We ain't worried about that right now. Those,
yeah, but that's the thing.
They're getting paid. They'll be
fucking,
all right.
They don't fucking count. Yeah,
yeah
that's
yeah.
my point. They don't fucking
right.
count. You know what I mean?
They'll be all right.
You know, take your little $37, motherfucker, and shut up. Like, that's what it's all. Just, yeah, take
pretty
your
much.
$37 for the next 27 years and shut the fuck up, bro. Like, that's that.
Pretty much.
They can't complain.
Hey, if I make it another if I make it another 27 years, it'll be a miracle.
I'm with you, because I mean the way the world's acting right now, shit, they trying to just say fuck, we just gonna wipe us out of space, we gonna wipe us out the universe the way they. But yeah, that's a whole other thing. But yeah, so without further ado, this week's special guest is three gentlemen that are very, very important to me, very respected by me, and I'm proud to be able to bring them on the Note by Note radio show and introduce them to our listeners, because they definitely fucking deserve the roses. They deserve the publicity. They deserve the look. I don't know how these motherfuckers aren't considered legends, because they earned the right to call themselves that. So let's bring them on the line and see what we got going on.
Hey, I'm at your mercy, man. You were in the studio.
Hey, what's happening?
Yo,
what's
yo.
Going on?
Brethren, what's good with you?
Man, what's going on, man?
You know, well, slow and steady, man. What's good with you?
Man, you know, just on a little pit stop. You know, we've been on tour and everything.
Yes. Well, first things first, please introduce yourself and introduce your group to the Note by Note listeners for us, please.
We are the Three-Headed Dragon. I'm YDMC.
I'm Madman RDV.
Oh. And I'm not sure if you got Matt called in or not.
No, he hasn't checked in, but I'm going to get him in as soon as he checks in.
Okay, for sure. He's out there maneuvering right now.
Got him, Matt. So you can't forget about Matt, Steve. But, yeah, tell these motherfuckers who you are. I mean, I can brag about you all I want, but, you are free. Say whatever the fuck you want to say on my show. You know how I get down. Let these motherfuckers know who y'all are.
All right, so we're Three-Headed Dragon, three of us together. We represent Diff Dope. That's our collective. We're also part of Rendezvous Records, RDV Promo.
Shout out D. LaBrie.
Yeah, man. And, you know, we've just been, I mean, shit, we've just been on the grind for dumbass years, you know. Always trying to do something better and bigger than before, you know. We just been creating a lot of content, you know, something that was that we were blessed with a little time. We used to be on the road, so pandemic time was a little bit of a blessing because now we just like a whole bunch of content now. And so things open back up. We're back on the road, and we got all this fresh content that, you know, we're going to be slow releasing through out the course of the year. And, you know, mainly that we have all our solo projects. You know, we 100% 3HD, and we're 100% like solo artists too. So, you know, that's one of the things that we manage as a group. In the meantime, you know, it's grind time. It's always grind time for us. So we've just been trying to keep that philosophy in action. And
we started a live stream during the pandemic as well. That's going weekly.
Yep, big show with Just Gus.
Yeah.
We actually just received him for that. We just got third place in, like, best podcast of the year. That had a bunch of pretty reputable live streams and podcasts in it.
Man.
So,
shout out to all the other podcasts that were nominated. That was a big, kind of a big thing.
Well, we get nominated one day.
Yeah.
Hey, so that's my co-host, Jeremy Bird, and I call him Jay Boogie for short. He's actually, where are you at in Tennessee? I always want to say Nashville, but
it's Knoxville, baby, Knoxville.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
That's
okay.
Why I don't say it, because I don't want it to be disrespectful. That's why I never say it, because I don't know why. I'm going to learn it, though, I promise. It's Knoxville, Tennessee, you know.
Yeah,
Knoxville is really different than Nashville, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, it's a different scenario. I mean, it's 2.5 hours away, but it is a completely different, you know, group of people. It's totally different worlds, and it's amazing how you know, you'd be in the same state, but you drive, you know, a couple hours down the road, and it's just a completely different environment.
Shoot. All we got to do is drive 45 minutes. That's called Oakland or San Francisco. Where we from. I'm going to be real with you. That's literally the difference between San Jose and the outside city.
I mean, like, I originally came up in Jonesboro, Georgia, so I know that kind of area a little bit myself, so.
I never knew that. I never knew you was from Georgia. See, you learn something new every day, see? I thought I knew everything there was to know about you.
Yeah, man, Jonesboro, Georgia, you know, that's my upbringing, but my dad's from San Jose, so, you know, it's Army Black and stuff, so I moved around. He moved around, so he eventually came home to San Jose, and so that's how I ended up out here.
Yeah.
And then Madden,
that's crazy,
he's a...
I'm originally from L.A. myself. I moved up to San Jose back in January 05. Yeah, 05. So, I mean, I've been here for a minute. But yeah, LA is still like I'm from, you know what I mean?
Right. But you still, to me, nobody can't say that you guys aren't San Jose. That's just my opinion.
Oh, I see
and you
that.
Know how I am about the San Jose culture. I mean, when we talk about who, and it's funny, it's crazy. I don't even believe the discussion will never really be had. But if there was ever a discussion about, bro, whose shoulders do you stand on? How did we get here? Who was the Dungeon family to our Migos in Future? Like, you guys would definitely have to fall into that category, in my personal opinion. And, you know, who gives a fuck about my opinion? But that's my goddamn opinion, so I'm having it. So
that's all we got anymore, man. That's all we got is our opinion.
That's a lot of respect.
I think people lose sight of that because it's all you weren't born here. Nah, but where did you set your roots down and make your bones at? Where did you become a factor and a staple? What did you contribute to? And that's what I mean. Can't nobody tell me y'all aren't San Jose. Because, hell, you opened the doors for cats like me. So fuck out of here trying to say whatever you're trying to say. Even though I would never believe anybody would say it, I'm saying if anybody would try to say it, that would be my opinion on it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And And I agree with you. Can't nobody tell me I'm not San Jose. As far as like, so I'm from LA, but my music career was born and raised in San Jose. Straight up. My music career was born and raised in San Jose. So there it is right there.
Yeah, there it goes.
Yeah, so how did you guys come together as a collective?
See, that's what I was fixing to ask. Damn it, Jesse.
Oh, my bad. I got you. I apologize. But we on the same page. We usually stay on the same page, so I apologize for taking that from you. I just always wanted to know that. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, that's why we work so good together, man, because we always on the same page. But, yeah, that's a damn good question, you know, because it takes a lot to get, you know, especially at a, you know, with males, you know, and testosterone and people like, you know, just trying to be alpha male and stuff like that. It's really hard to get three people to consistently be cool with one another and keep that vibe going and stuff like that. So how did all that come about?
I mean, really organically, to be honest, like I've known Mac from high school. But he was kind of in the music thing and I wasn't. But I didn't see him again for a long time. Madman, I met when we was in school. And he was, you know, he was new to San Jose and everything like that. And then, I had just recently, like, just started recording music, like, about a year prior to that. And, you know, we just had this mutual love for hip-hop and, you know, the history and lyricism and things like that and, like, you know, popular shit. You know, I knew a lot about the underground shit, so we kind of, like, you know, like, exchanged things that we knew about it. So we started eventually, like, recording together, you know, writing together, things like that with our crew at the time. And that was it. We did that for a long time. Come about like 2010, 2011, Matt came back out here, cause he had, moved to Long Beach for a while. He came back out here, he caught a couple shows. This is probably the Cypher, I think. Shout out Audio Drew. We were just rocking the Cypher last night.
Love
after
Drew.
He went to get check out the Cypher at the now defunct Johnny V's. And because he seen I was on a flyer or something. And then he was working on a project and shit. So and he was throwing some shows. So he threw me on a couple shows. And Madman and I rocked him, and then we all started just writing tracks together. He's like, I got work on this album. I love to have you guys on the feature. So we did a couple features with Mac on that new installment album, the first Mac tape. And then we would perform like the songs at the time. Yeah, and we did Mac 2, and we did a few tracks together on that one because, like, we just, you know, just really liked the dynamic and people are like really liking us when we performed this track, but we weren't Three-Headed Dragon yet. You know, I mean, we were just, you know, Max D's featuring like YDMC and Madman, or YDMC featuring Max D's and Madman, or whatever track that we were rocking. You know,
right?
And you know, yeah, it's just like whatever track that we were rocking at the time. But then I would throw shows and, like, you know, and, like, put us on the bill. He would throw shows, put us on the bill. We started rocking these shows out in L.A., Urban Underground. You know, shout out Stretch Armstrong and Gigi out there. So we started rocking Urban Underground and everything. And our boy, Mr. Juice, you know, I guess he watched us perform, like, several times before he talked to us. And he came up to us and he's like, yo, you guys are like a three-headed dragon. You know, like, you know, yes, because, you know, it's the way we were performing. You know, we always had each other, like, vocals backed up and you know, stage presence was always important. You know, it's something that we always paid attention to, you know, to the artists that we admire and everything. So, you know, it was never just like, you know, if we're rocking the stage, we're rocking the stage. We're not just like standing there doing hip hop recitals and things. You know what I mean? So, so we utilize the space, you know, when we're rocking, and people really appreciate that when you're presenting them with a live show with that kind of energy. So when my man Juice said that, we were just like, oh dang, like I guess that's what I don't know why it all clicked to us like at the same time, because like, you know, we were thinking about it, you know, we just rock together all the time, you know, we put a name on it, but like it wasn't like a solid thought. We weren't just like, oh, we need a name. Like, we didn't really care that much, you know. We were who we was and we was rocking. But when that was kind of – when there was like a perspective that was brought to us like that, like of how, you know, we're perceived and how people see us when we rock, it kind of made a little more sense because, like, you know, yeah, our tracks were kind of limited to, like, just featuring on projects of each other at times. So we wanted to, like – you know, create some more organic music, you know, purposefully a little bit, you know. And
yeah.
And so that's kind of what got like the fire under us to like get started, you know.
Yeah.
Like working as a group, because we were rocking together for like 3-4 years or something like that. Like maybe like two or three years we were rocking together.
I would say we had the title. Right. That's a good point. I would say we had somewhere between 5 to 10 songs done together before we even decided to really make music together as a group. Like we probably had somewhere between 5 to 10 tracks done together already, just from being crew and just making music.
Do you think? Being that it came so organically, do you think that's why it works for you guys the way it does?
I would say that's one reason. Another reason, at least in my opinion, I think another thing that works in our favor is we know each other really well outside of music. Outside of music, there are few people in the world who know me better than those two guys. Few people. So. I think when that transitions to stage, we blend together almost seamlessly.
I mean, because this, you guys are a master class, and maybe you should think about really doing this. I've been waiting to suggest this to y'all, but you guys are a master class of what it's like to keep a group together. And y'all should probably think about actually putting a class together. I mean, because you guys are a successful group. And that's fucking hard to say because you guys have, you've been together for years. You've made money together. You know, usually when you start making money together, that's when everybody starts fucking off the group. but you guys are
true
able to maintain a group. Go ahead.
I was just saying
true
that.
Oh, you said true that. Okay. Because what's profound about it, and this is just for the listeners that are artists, because we try to just like you guys do on your show. What's the name of your show again? Shout that out again.
Big Chillin' with Diff Dope.
Okay, just in case people in the back didn't hear it, but we try to drop gems. Yeah, there you go. We try to drop gems, and these guys are a master class of what it's like that you can maintain a solo career and a group career. It's a doable thing. It's not I went solo because fuck the group. You know what I'm saying? So I think maybe, and it's just one of my suggestions, I think you guys should put some kind of course together on how the fuck you guys accomplished that, because I think it's and charge motherfuckers for it, because I think it's a very valuable lesson. Because only you really have the information on that experience because you're living the experience.
I think you're right. And, I think the key in that, like, the same key is the same difficulty that most groups have, and it's consistency. You know what I mean? and that's not just like consistency of like creating content, consistency of like rehearsing. It's just like being consistent, like in general, being consistent and accountable. You know, on a human level too. You know, it's not just like for whatever group goals that we have, but like it's like you got to kind of embody the same, you know, ideologies to make a step forward when things get more serious. Because, I can sincerely say that, like, you know, on some like random shit, you know, a really good deal comes along and, you know, they want the group, you know, like things to stay balanced. Or if like, you know, a deal wants one of us, then like, okay, one of us is going to eat and open the door, you know, for the rest of us. But like, you know, we always going to be on each other's tracks. We always going to be at each other's sets. You know, it's just a standard that we establish for ourselves. Like, no matter what, we're going to, you know, 100% support each other.
Right. Success for one of us is success for all three of us either way.
And that's so important, man. But yeah, just really think about that, because just the intricacies, because you explained it perfectly, but as we know, there's always there's layers to that onion and there's intricacies to that onion. I think the next, especially for just the next generation coming up, like, because think about it, I don't know. It's very few groups that are still, like, even Wu-Tang, we know Wu-Tang is Wu-Tang, but they're not exactly a group anymore. Like, they just kind of fuck with each other. It seems like when it's time to get some money and then they go on they go their own separate ways as a group. Not saying that they're at beef or anything, but I don't see, you know what I'm saying? I don't see people moving around with the same group that they started with. I mean, I could even say that because I came in the game with a whole different group that I fuck with now. You know what I'm saying? So I know the other. I can tell you how it went wrong, but you guys are the only people I personally know that can tell you how it went right. So that's why, and I'm saying this more for the listeners of this show. Like, these are some guys that you want to model yourself after. On the business side of music and understanding like Madman said, like his brothers know him, his friends know him personally. They call him at home, that kind of shit. And I think you need that, you know, because tell me if I'm wrong. A lot of us really fuck with other rappers we don't like because it's a good look. We don't really fuck with them, but we fuck with them when we fuck with them, but we don't really fuck with them. And that's usually the general, most of the friendships that we run into in this business.
I will kind of, as far as what you just said, I will kind of say sometimes, yeah, it's more of a business look than a personal look.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I mean. So it's very genuine.
Yeah. Right.
It's very rare
right.
to get genuine. Is what, yeah. So.
Yeah, that's true.
But
that's
yeah,
true.
Enough on. I'm just saying, bro. Go make some money, man. Teach to tell your story, bro. I think your story is worth money right now, fellas. You know, I'm always on some business shit when you run into me. Like, yeah, I think y'all can make some dollars off of that. It's worth the money. Cause I would buy the class myself just to hear the story. But are y'all on tour right now, or are you back on, or are you just in between runs?
Right now, all right. So right now we're kind of like in a between run. We've hit Arizona and smacked up a bunch of shows in LA, LA area. We rocked the Cypher yesterday. We've done a couple of live stream events as well. Going to be out in Vegas on Sunday. My birthday's on Monday, so we're staying out there for a little bit.
Happy birthday, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have to get you a shot next time I see you. But, yeah, continue.
Yeah, you know, after that, you know, we're gonna be wrapping up. We got we started with Frisco. We're gonna be in Oakland next weekend, and then we got an Oregon run like the following weekend. You know, Sac and Reno. We're gonna be hitting up Sac and Reno. And, you know, I got that guy a big show that's just going to kind of like culminate everything Memorial Day weekend. So, and that's going to be back home in Cupertino. So, you know, it's just, it wasn't really like a tour, you know what I mean? Like a flyer says, like, it's not a tour. We're just stepping out, you know? So that was the name of the whole Get Down, stepping out. Cause, you know, it's been a while since been able to do that, you know, in the string and hit some of these places, you know, post-pandemic and everything. So we just out there, like, just touching down with our peeps in our pockets and, you know, rocking some shows. Nothing too official like we normally do it, but, you know, still rocking some real solid shows. Next string that we go out will be, you know, more how I'm used to doing it with you know, just like bookings and, you know, retainers and everything. But this one, we just wanted to really just touch down, get out, show some love, build some new connections, you know, do a whole lot of networking. You know, it's important to, you know, you can't just like come out the dark and be like, wow, you got to go out and touch down a little bit. So when you do go out again, that is worth your time. And so, so that's what we're doing, man. You know, this is just like, you know, just, you know, priming the engines and touching down and seeing where we at in these places.
So basically, you guys, this is the ultimate 3HD move. Okay, everybody, let me tell you something about 3HD that I didn't think about till right now. Now, I mean, I can't wait till Matt comes, but these three cats right here are the most networkingest son of a bitches I've ever seen in my life. These motherfuckers stay networking, and because it's crazy how many people these three know. I mean, I've ran into people that I wouldn't even think would know them in other states, and it would be like, you from San Jose? Do you know? Or do you know? Like, so, and that's another thing that is a good reason why you want to watch these three, because of how they network. I mean, if you think about it, he just basically said that, because really they're just getting their feet wet right now. But think about all the cities they said they're touching just to test the water and see. You know, that's a whole other conversation we could have about why they're doing that, and I don't want to get into that and take away from the show. But that comes from networking. Shit. I mean, I applaud you for that. I think you get so used to doing it, you forget that you're doing it all the time. I mean, I know I do. So.
No, I hear you. There's something to that, though. I think, like, certain things you can kind of put your brain on autopilot for, right, once you've done it for a while. I feel like that happens sometimes.
True. I think it's just a part of the business. I mean, if you understand, especially in the market that we play in, because it's not like who you know, but it's who you know, but it's not that. Like, so you got to, and who you know now may not be the guy you need to know next year.
True that, too.
Which is really crazy in the independent world. Like, but, yeah. What else? Say what you're going to say.
You know, and you never know if that person is even going to still be in that same position. You know what I mean? Like, we build up our files and we identify, you know, the movers and shakers in the regions that we touch or you know, or areas or whatnot that that there could be assistance to us while we're on the road and everything. But you know, Jesse, every time you come back to that, it's never 100% the same way you left it. You know what I mean? So
right.
It's never 100%. Everybody is in the same place doing the same thing. Next time you go back out, it's always something that's changed. So you gotta be adaptable in that way too. Like, you know, and so that's why your networking skills gotta be up. You know, you gotta be able to quickly build rapport and you know, maneuver and move things around if you need to, because you know, there's nothing that sucks more than like a busted stop that's like in between like another stop. So it's like, oh, do we keep pushing? Do we stop for a promo? Do we try to hit up some stations right. up and just get in the air or something? But like, you know, we're gonna use the same amount of money and gas to blast past this stop than we are to stay and try to make something happen. So, but it's just the scramble that makes it difficult, you know, especially you know, when things fall off towards the end of getting everything tied up.
That is true.
But, well, I think we should probably throw on a little bit of their music here. We're almost already an hour in, and we ain't even played one song yet, so people don't even know what their music's about. You know what I'm saying? So I say we get one in.
It's dope. That's what I'm telling you. It's dope. We can just keep talking.
I know.
You can go just buy the album. So which you want to play, YD? I mean, you remember what you sent over? You want me to tell you? It's just a tradition that you pick your first song. You got Dragon Style, Flying High, and Triangle Offense.
Okay, let's start with Triangle Offense.
Well, let's do that.
All right.
What?
So, Triangle Offense, man. This was a product of, you know, the beginning of the pandemic. When the pandemic first hit, man, I had not just myself and 3HD, but like the whole label. We had tours booked up all over the map, man. So like, we lost like a gang of money. And opportunities and things like that, because everything folded. We were going coast to coast with it, you know, and, you know, our Detroit shit folded, our Washington shit folded, everything, Pennsylvania folded, everything folded. So, like, you know, and Cali was the last to fold, but, like, at that point, it was already busted for us. So this song is kind of one of the first tracks that's produced by our boy Bass Life. It's one of the first tracks that we were like, hey, we got to sit down and do something. And we came up with a little video for it, a little pandemic video, you know what I mean? You'll catch the vibes, man. Y'all remember how this shit first started when we were first inside. We didn't expect the song to blow up like it did. You know, it's just kind of like some raw spits on some clean beats. But, you know, I hope y'all enjoy, man. This is Triangle Offense, 3 of the Dragon.
Yes, yes, stay with us on the No By No Radio Show. We'll be right back with the Three-Headed Dragon.
Ho! Ho! Ho!
Quarantine, what's the best use of my time?
What is?
Pull out my mental pad, begin to doodle some rhyme.
Okay.
A lot of people panicking and losing their mind. I'm doing everything I can to say I'm doing just fine.
That's
say I'm evil, and I got a big ego. I turn and look at my brothers, they laughing like we know.
Fuck y'all.
That's a joke if you really ask them, but don't make the mistake of thinking you can fuck with a dragon.
Now,
three heads that all spit flame, and we'll get shame in your membrane. We will ingrain, this shit can change.
Listen.
For better or worse, that's your option to choose. For us, there's only one, simply we're not gonna lose.
Nope.
Panicking ain't only list of choices. I'm a fucking madman, and guess what? Right now I'm hearing voices.
Uh-oh.
Telling me the dragon gonna burn our opponents. Fuck stressing about the future, let's just live for the moment.
Yeah.
Don't
Different drugs supplying gas for your generators. Leaving haters burning mad in incinerators. Do yourself a favor, keep it player with behavior. I'm one to travel back in time and murky like the Terminator. Meaning crossing me will lead you to your savior. Save me from my family, brothers, to rest and greater. Three-headed dragon, be the death grip applicator. The shooter, the brutalizer, and the decapitator. Committed to excellence like a raider. Known that push the hard line like a fader. Ain't stopping for nobody, broken elevator. Except for the check cutters, respect to our collaborators. Circle that section with the lingo, no equal. Once I get the power, and the power is with the people. The sequel to the revolutions at your front door. Fulfilling dreams, dying an apocalyptic warlord.
Oh. Biohazard broadcast from the quarantine. Self-isolation can't stop it, we got more to bring. Sharp bars turn your cipher to a horror scene. Matt gets you open like a shooter on a Jordan team.
Money.
Steve Kerr with each word, a straight swish. All action, John Paxton can't miss.
Automatic.
Battle tested, getting live in the trench. And my squad cold as fuck, starting five to the bench. The triangle offense, three-headed, we get it. Raise the bar in our city, we don't even need credit.
Nah.
Invading the system just like a pathogen. Ravaging and damaging, inflicting discomfort beyond imagining.
Ouch.
I've been busy trying to test my prospects, detect the nonsense, respect the process. Expecting progress, the best are upset. The different dope dragon got next regardless.
Real talk.
Yeah, welcome back to the Nobody Know Radio Show, and that was Tribal Offense by Three-Headed Dragon. Yeah. Talk to
Hell
you
yeah.
Then, fellas. Talk to
yeah.
You then. I read that, so do me a favor, man, because I've been trying to get people to really understand, like, the wild shit that goes on tour, like, just the crazy random shit that just happens, and then you're just like, did you see that? Did that really happen? Like, tell us a few crazy tour stories where you guys have just experienced just like, what the fuck was that incident while on the road?
I mean, there's some wild stuff that happens, man. Like, there's, you gotta
nobody
put all the wild stuff.
Nobody believes me, though, bro, when I try to tell them. They think I be making it up and shit. Like, nah, this random shit happens.
No, the wild stuff kind of gets put in categories, man. You got wild stuff like people wilding out and like big old brawls, because been in that. You got wild stuff like a buffalo walking onto the interstate, because there's that. you talk about signing titties and all kind of stuff. If there is that, don't let anyone tell you that shit's not true. If that's not happening on your tour, man, you gotta do something different.
You probably should stop rapping, bro. I'm gonna be real. Stop rapping, kid. You're not dope. especially if you've never signed Mary titties. You're really not dope. That's a whole other level of fuckery. But let me shut up. Stop telling on myself. Well, go ahead. But yeah, just pick one. Pick one, man. Pick one. Well, actually, we'll do this. Jeremy.
Yeah. Well, I'm here. What's up?
Out of every example he gave you, which one you want to hear about?
Out of every what?
Out of all the examples he gave, which one do you want to hear about? You want to hear about the buffalo? You want to hear about the signing of the titties? You want to hear about the brawl? Which one do you want to hear about?
definitely titties, and I'm just, that's just me, because I love titties.
We sure are.
I feel you. There's no knock here.
And if you know how gangster what he just said right now is, because he's probably sitting right there next to his lady. That's how gangster that shit is.
She's sitting there, she's sitting right here with me listening. Yeah, like, she knows I love titties. It's just titties. Like, I ain't like grabbing them or nothing. Like, we just let's hear about some titties. Everybody loves some titties. Make everybody feel better. Who give a shit? Even women will compliment other women on good titties. Like, no bullshit.
All right, I'm gonna tell. All right, recently, not recently, like 10 months ago, you know what I mean? We had the whole crew in Vegas together, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out Mr. Juice and Butch Swim and JPZ, who's out there? DJ Abraham. Of course, Mac and Madman, our boy Coop, you know, shout out Wax Trippin', So anyway, we had the whole crew out in Vegas and everything. All of us were turning up, and we got offered to hit up one of the private strip clubs. So we did that. All of us went in there. As soon as we walked in, half the crew just got swooped on, like by the employees of the establishment. But they got swooped on like buzzers, bro. They got picked out of the line. Like, I never seen something so quick happen like that.
They got chosen.
So we already down like 25%, like, and we just walked in the door.
Right. Yep.
Like, the first thing we said when we walked in, all right, everyone stay together, and that was out the window.
As soon as we walked in, that plan was over.
Over. All right. So we are there.
Negotiations were had.
So we went to our section. Our section was like right on the stage, basically, like right front row of the stage. So we go in there, and we get our drinks and everything, and I gotta shout out my man, Mr. Juice, because he is a professional, okay?
Yeah.
He is 100% professional in the adult entertainment establishments. He knows what he's doing, man, and he's kind of coaching up the rest of the crew, you know, some of their first times in there and things like that. So he's kind of coaching up the crew, you know, letting everybody know, like, yeah, these guys are rappers from the Bay Area. Everyone in Las Vegas, like, loves the Bay Area. You know, they either from the Bay Area, know somebody from the Bay Area, like Bay Area.
That's
music.
True.
Everybody loves the Bay Area.
I didn't even think about that, actually, but
you know,
that is true.
The Raiders are out there now. Everybody loves the Bay Area.
That's
like
true.
Like every girl that we talk to in there, you know, they mention the Bay Area. They either have a story about someone that they know in the Bay Area or where they from, or, like, just how much they love Bay Area music. You know, that's just something that Vegas has in common, I suppose. You know, and even when we gone there previously, when we went on tour with LaBrie out there,
right.
Right, it was a huge thing, but so we in the front, we in the section, you know, we got our drinks and everything, you know, there's dancing. This establishment was like it looked small going in, but inside, it was huge. They had a.
That's what she said.
Fucker.
they had dancing in front of you, to the side of you, like, you know, dancing coming up next to you, you know, dancing while you're watching dancing, you know, it's just like a whole lot of ass in there at one time. This is one I can't remember, but there was this one. And we were talking, and he was hella talking us up and saying, he's like, yeah, this is YD. You know what I mean? He's the man, and, you know, he's the one that got the whole group of rappers here and things like that and stuff. And she she said, "Oh yeah." And then I had a dollar and I put a dollar like on my nose. Right? A dollar on my nose, you know? Dollar on my nose. And she came and she said she could spit something. And I spit something and she took the dollar from my nose with her titties.
Hell yeah.
Well damn.
That's the first time, there's a lot of muscles involved to make that happen. I'm just saying that was one of the, yeah.
Just titty.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I had a whole different picture in my head. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just assumed she was squeezing them together and pulling it out, you know?
Oh, no hands.
She's a very freaky girl. The kind you don't hang on your mother. Wow. Well, applaud her. Let's applaud her.
Yeah.
God given talent right there.
I don't even know what kind of muscles are. That's like bodybuilding chest, you know, but that's not how she looked. So it's like I don't know what happened.
You gotta spit that ass and give her that. Oh yeah.
But we going back, man. We're gonna be back. We're going to the same club. I think Sunday night we're gonna be in the same building, so I might have some more stories for y'all.
Okay. Tell us how the brawl broke out.
That was in Colorado. Denver.
Everybody getting high up there and y'all getting a fight with somebody. What the hell?
It's like the cowboy dudes don't like the rapper dudes that don't like the smoker dudes, and all those dudes just mixed in the wrong place one night. But like that brawl carried on down the street. So, you know, that was one of them ones where you just like, I'm in another establishment. Oh, they're fighting here. Those are the same people fighting. There's like two establishments down.
Wow. So it just a random fight just broke out?
Man, you know, it was just, like I said, there's a bunch of out there, like all the types of people where they kind of separated a little bit. So like they weren't gelling being in the same establishment. So.
Well, see, what happened is somebody got too close to somebody else, somebody got pissy, said something smart, and then they got into it, and then all their boys on either side, you know, started fighting the other ones, you know, on either side, and that's how that shit happened.
That's how it'd be happening.
I mean, that's, you know, you get that, I mean, that's a big, I mean, you know, rappers and cowboys and stoners, like, some of that stuff meshes, a lot of it don't, and you know that's the price you pay.
You know they blame it on the rap, but like to be honest, like them cowboys were extra ornery. So.
Oh yeah, no, you can't blame it on the fucking music, just like you can't blame it on the fucking video games. Okay, I don't want to hear that. You know, that shit fucking just happened because you know, and especially with cowboys, are you fucking kidding me? Then the first motherfuckers that sit there and, you know, have that testosterone and all that stuff. I mean, how can you not, you know, in that kind of lifestyle, you know, roping fucking cattle and doing shit like, I mean, doing cowboy shit. Yeah. So they're all like, for the most part, you meet artists and rappers and stuff like that, and they chill back, you know. You know, that's probably why a lot of them smoke, because they get along with the stoners, because, you know, they all chilled and relaxed. And
yeah, but they ain't going to let no cowboy say nothing to them.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly.
I mean, I think for most, I know I'll say, you know, and I'm not even going to speak for rappers. I'll speak for me as a rapper, as an artist. I came up in a fucking war zone. Like, I survived that. So so I'm good. I don't really, you know what I mean? Like, I'm cool with any other situation. You know what I'm saying? I already did my time. I mean, if they counted what went on in the inner city, especially in the 90s, if they counted that as you know, doing your tour of duty, I did my time, bro. I'm not even – so, yeah, I'm not trying to – as the show we had a few weeks back, look, bro, as long as you keep your problems over there, whatever your problem is with me, we good, bro. I'm not – you got it, man. I don't got nothing to prove. I'll prove it, but though, I don't got nothing to prove. And I think a lot of artists, I would think they would agree with me on that. And I think that's why a lot of us are so chill. And then, but then you see the motherfuckers who ain't never really been nowhere and done nothing, and then you see how you know, Johnny Rambo reckless they are, because they haven't, you know, had to jump off the porch and really deal with things. So you always see the difference. Like, I have a friend who's a very privileged young man, and I don't mean this in a bad way. I mean, but he had everything given to him, and he was always somebody that was looking for a way to prove that he was a street nigga. And it would be the weirdest shit. Like, he this motherfucker wanted to be in a gang. Like, he wanted to do those things. And it used to always be backwards as hell to me, because I'm like, bro, shit, I live down the street from these motherfuckers, bro. Are you sure? Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? So I think, and I don't know too many cowboys, but, I mean, I don't think that their environment is any more testosterone-driven than ours. I mean, I just know what it's like to be afraid and have to deal with danger, and I ain't trying to deal with no danger that I don't have to deal with, especially over you bumping me. I can buy a new pair of shoes, homie. I can't buy my life back or buy that prison time away.
I think we have the third head of Three Headed Dragon trying to chime in here, or maybe it's maybe it's somebody just gone in from their area trying to say hey, but I think we should check it out. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, dude, that's perfect timing. Welcome to Nobody Know. Who we got on the air?
What it is, though. It's
there
Max
go.
TV.
There you go.
What's popping?
Max D, what's popping? Please, I'm not putting you on the spot right now, but introduce yourself to the Nobody Know radio show listeners, please.
All right, shit, what's going on, y'all? My name is Max Steves, San Jose, California MC. Currently on the clock. The man has me for the time being, so excuse the tardiness. But, you know.
Oh, you good.
Hey, I was a few minutes late myself, man. It's my show, so it's fine. Same reason.
Yeah, that's my co-host Jeremy Bearden. He goes by the guy in black. You know what I'm saying? I call him Jay Boogie for short, because I mean the guy in the glasses. I'm fucking up his name. Yeah, he goes by the guy in glasses, but I shortened that shit to Jay Boogie because I wasn't gonna call him the guy in glasses, and I just couldn't see myself saying Jeremy on the fucking radio show all day every day. So
I think we're just gonna drop the guy in glasses, Jesse. We'll just drop that off. Jay Boogie. That sounds better anyways.
Man.
He's the guy in glasses. You got to say the whole thing like a pimp named Slipback, right?
I know. Hey, but like I said, man. When he's already got, fucking around with me, he's already got an AKA in his name, and he don't rap, but I fucked around and gave him one. He got it. I just want you to know whose voice you were hearing.
Hey, Jesse, don't be knocking what you don't know about. You don't know what I be doing on the side?
I know you're the king of karaoke, so I know you spit some bars.
Nah,
hey.
I've recorded some shit that we just ain't ever talked about it, that's all.
Okay, see, I might be lying on your name. Just respect.
I'm not nearly at your level, so like I didn't want to bring some bullshit up to you, you know what I mean? So I just kept that shit to myself.
Hey, I would say like this: as long as you genuinely trying and give a fuck, man, I don't care what this shit sound like. Cause I know it's gonna sound like something, but you actually give a damn. Some of these motherfuckers don't even get me on my soapbox about motherfuckers just saying whatever. Like,
<Nope.
laughs> cause I'm the guy that's like, whoa, in the back. You know, I hate him. Get him off the bed. Yeah, I don't. Please don't make me that guy.
I'll send you some later. We'll talk later.
What's up? So now that we got all three of y'all on stage, if we was acting on stage on the show. It's funny when we was playing. What was it? Triangle offense. Me and Jeremy was talking about. I was telling him, like, it's weird sometimes when you three are apart. It's like you function better when you're together. It's almost like you're at full strength. But and it's a weird thing on how the energy and how your turn up is when you catch two of you or one of you by yourself. You guys are so fucking calm and mellow by yourself. But together it's like, oh wow, this is whole big energy in the room with these three cats. And it's like literally I've watched you guys have the same conversation with three different people at the same time, like it was planned. So it's dope to get all three of you on the show now.
Hell yeah.
So what the fuck was we talking about before Max D stepped into the building?
Well, we were talking about cowboys and rappers and...
Oh, and fighting, right?
Yeah.
And then I got on my high horse, like, bro, I grew up in a war zone. I ain't worried about fighting nobody now. I got to prove. I've been shot at. It's not fun. Okay. I'm good.
Just real quick, Jesse, I just want to say, I never thought about it that way, but you're right, and I agree with you on the, you don't believe that, you know, the cowboy testosterone is more than, you know, somebody else's testosterone, so didn't think about it like that. Thank you for opening my eyes, and that's it.
Oh, good. So... this is what we're going to do. We got 43 minutes left in the show, and I want to play y'all music for sure. So we're going to play Flying High, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to get back in the conversation. That'll give us some cushion to really talk. So
hey,
stick with us here on the nobody. Go ahead.
I just want to let them know in case, you know, because I don't want them leaving the show and being, why didn't they play that? So I've tried the Eat You Alive track twice. And the website's just kicking it back, saying that it's corrupted and won't play. So I'm just throwing that out there. I don't think we're not going to be able to get that track in tonight. I wanted to, believe me. It's just something's going on, and the website itself's not accepting it, so I can upload it into our studio. So I sincerely apologize about that. I just want to let y'all know.
Yeah, most def, that's okay. We'll rock with Flying High and Dragon.
I got the other three uploaded. I just that one. So I mean, you know, we're
yeah,
not hurting the music or nothing.
All right, first off, no biggie. Hey Mac,
no
you
biggie.
Want to intro Flying High?
Flying High. Shoot, Flying High is you know what I'm saying? Would have made a great anthem for 2 days ago. it's a little ode to putting something in the air. You know what I'm saying? Nothing too complicated. It was just a smooth little joint about joints.
Okay. Stick with us on the No By No Radio show. We'll be right back with the Three-Headed Dragon.
You ain't even gotta ask what I'm smoking on. Know a dragon gotta stay with that fire. Too tough on the beat. 3HD. Whether it's a dub or an ounce, we be smoking. My weed calls some shit I can't even pronounce. But I cop it and I chop it and I put it in a chopper. Share it with my partners, everybody feeling proper. Why my eyes red? I'm bleeding the fist. Why? My soul stays lifted like sleazy and pissed. Taking shake, wake and bake with a blizzard or a split. Get a bag of trees if you try to give me a gift. Word, but chances are that I already got that. Floating through the clouds, feeling high as a top hat. Right around the corner, there's a store where I cop that. California living, ain't no way you can top that.
West Coast,
let the music and the merry get you open. We drag it, I guess it's only proper that we smoke it.
Light it up.
If you saw me rolling, then you probably saw me rolling high. So give your boy a pound when you see me floating by. So what you smoking on? We smoking on the loud, and now we flying high. Floating on a cloud. So what you smoking on? We smoking on the loud, and now we flying high. Smoking on a cloud. So what you smoking on?
We
smoking on the loud, and now we flying high. Smoking on a cloud. So what you smoking on? We smoking on the loud, and now we flying high. Smoking on a cloud.
Purple haze, sour tea, I'm smoking to empower. Here's a lot of strains that I love just cause they so flowery. When I'm feeling stressed out, the chronic is my best route. Any smoking session is incomplete if I'm left out. That's how I find relief after a day I've had to grind it out. Everybody got their reasons for smoking and mine's about searching for my inner peace. My day been heavy, take a C-note to the dispensary, I've been paid already. That's the only other green I need to make me satisfied. Can I get as high as yesterday? Well, shit, I have to try. Why DMC and Ash came through with pounds of hash and they fronted me the other week when I was out of cash. I got y'all back, let's get higher than the Taliban. And after I'ma call my special friend, take it to Sallyland. When it comes to breathing the finest, I'm that nigga. You will listen to the annotations of a wax figure.
So what you smoking on? We smoking on the loud, and now we flying high. Smoking on a cloud. So what you smoking on? We smoking on the loud, and now we flying high. Smoking on a cloud. So what you smoking on? We smoking on the loud, and now we flying high. Smoking on a cloud. So what you smoking on? We smoking on the loud, and now we flying high. Smoking on a cloud.
Mentally floating through my psyche, copper boating, looking for a means to navigate this ocean of commotion. Whiskey usually is my potion, but it rarely keeps my hands still, so I depend on motivation. At a time I know they can't kill, cause of strong will and meditation. With medication, I am certain I will feel sedation. It is the patient, deal with the cash, cops, thugs, and racists. Show people are basic, so I just lay back, hit the haze and try to erase it. Smells of pine with color lime, reflect the light and sunshine. The theory is crystallized, always keep on roll for night night. The embers burning in my lungs, compliment a good time, plus I'm four doubles lighter of the bullshit in my mind. I'm helping with focusing when I'm stuck in a bind, or pushing stupid thoughts back that don't need a rewind. It's easy to get lost inside of the everyday grind, cause you grind us to end it, cause you relax and recline.
So what you smoking on? We smoking on the loud, and now we flying high. Smoking on a cloud. So what you smoking on? We smoking on the loud, and now we flying high. Smoking on a cloud. So what you smoking on? We smoking on the loud, and now we flying high. Smoking on a cloud. So what you smoking on? We smoking on the loud, and now we flying high. Smoking on a cloud.
Hey, shout out Butch Swim, man. I got to shout out our DJ, and he produces half our track. That was produced by our homie Too Tough. But I got to say, shout out Butch Swim. He rocked the show last night. He's one of the illest DJs coming up. He's been grinding on this since we met, man. Like, you know, he had a vision, and he linked with us, and we told him that he can do anything that he wanted to, and he's fucking doing it. He's part of Coalition DJs now, and, you know, he's been competing a lot and, you know, DJing for a lot of major events. But just shout out our little brother, man, because honestly, like, we've really seen him grow. And, you know, that's the body of the dragon, you know, because, like, the DJ is the body of hip-hop, you feel me?
Yeah, gotta love the DJs. Without the DJs, we wouldn't be much. You know what I'm saying?
That's
but
true.
Shit, without a lot of the people who don't get to stay, who don't stand center stage, I don't think we'd be much. But we don't speak about them too much. That's weird. I never thought about that till right now. Because there's so
I
many
tell
people
every
that
time,
fucking.
That, every that time I rock, I tell people, like, hey, show some respect to the DJ right now, because otherwise we'd be fucking singing Kumbaya, doing fucking doing spoken word and, you know, snap claps and all kinds of shit, bro. But you came here for some beats, bro. That was provided by your DJ.
Without the DJ, our shows would be campfires.
We all sick applesauce around the mic stand.
Hell yeah.
That's funny. I've never heard that one before. That's comical. So what project, because you guys got a lot of fucking music out right now. So what project are we actually on? Because I know Matt dropped something. Actually, man, like all of you have. So, yeah, what are you on right now?
Well, me right now, I'm about to make everything available to streaming because I've been on like that Bandcamp hike. I like to be able to count my dollars and not my cents. I don't have any cents, so I'd rather not count it. So I started keeping dollars with my Bandcamp. But you know, I'm gonna make shit available now. You know, as I'm touching these other horizons, you know, to make that possible. And probably like a good business move, just to make sure I'm being able to be found. Cause I can't always touch everybody with the Bandcamp, but just let y'all know the Bandcamp's been doing the brother good, so it's kind of hard to scrap that for fractions of pennies. But I will make it available to everyone. But I just dropped the 25th letter. 25th letter. It's you know, it's different from my previous project, Rough Forever Pieces, which was kind of like, you know, a really dark project, but. This one's kind of like, it's just bumpers, man. You know what I mean? Good music, good spits. Three-Headed Dragon, we're Scorched Earth. That shit's about done. I know we've been working on it for a long time, but, you know, you can't rush greatness. You know what I'm saying? Like, we out there, we active, you know, the more stages and areas that we touch, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's more people that are going to be prepared for the album when it drops, so... Shout out to everyone that's been waiting patiently and been riding with us for a long time with this. But, you know, understand that what you're going to get in the long run has been redefined, it's been rethought of, re-recorded. We just want to make sure everyone gets the best product they can receive at the same time. So shout out to the Three-Headed Dragon. Nana's got a couple projects he's working on right now.
Yeah, man. So my project that came out in 2020, Welcoming to the World, that's out on my Bandcamp. Y'all can check that out. Obviously, madmanofrdv.bandcamp.com. But I'm also working on my second album this year called No Second Guessing. Pretty much all the recording is done for that. I'm still looking to get that out there this year. Also, got a product, or excuse me, project I'm working on with our DJ, DJ Butch Swim. I think we're calling it The Final Tango, but that's going to be a joint album with me and him. Also, YD mentioned the Three-Headed Dragon album. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I got in the pipeline for right now.
And then Matt's been working on some fucking fire lately, right? Matt, what you been doing, bro?
Shit, right now I'm working on this album fully produced by San Jose producer Sean Black. It's just about wrapping up. It's sounding pretty solid. Still pushing the Macro project, dropped that last January. That's still buzzing around. I'm glad that you know what I'm saying, like Spotify picked it up on its on its editorial playlist, so it pops up on the random radio stations and shit like that. So it's just cool seeing, you know, random people all over the world, you know, tapping in. But besides that, got a couple EPs actually I'm working on. Another one produced by Sean Black, another produced by my old business partner, my homeboy Concept. So I don't know, man. My whole creative energy is on fire right now. I'm trying to keep on keep creating. You know what I'm saying? So those, along with Scorched Earth, I expect the next couple of years to be, you know, pretty heavy as far as releasing music.
So yeah, you gotta go while you're in the groove. I mean, I think that's another thing that we don't talk about very often as MCs. Creative energy is a real fucking thing. I have clients that I work with, and that's one of the biggest things that I try to get them to understand. I mean, and we're talking about in all different forms of entertainment. I work with actors, comedians, outside of musicians and things, and I don't think we always look at currency as just money, but we don't look at there's other currencies that we spend on shit that we don't even realize we're spending it. So while you're in that like creative energy, you can spend so much creative energy on other things that you never have enough for your own. I mean, I'm a victim of that myself at times, and I've worked on not doing that to myself. So, shit, if you're in that space, bro, you better run as fast as you can, man. That's the time. That's usually when the classic shit come out.
Very true. I always remember this video I saw of Corrupt in the studio recorded, and he was just in his zone, you know what I'm saying? And I guess they were just knocking out track after track. And he looked in the camera. He was like, "Man, we on that vibe. Once you find that vibe, don't ever leave that vibe." And that just always stuck with me. I was like, "That's exactly right. Like when that creative energy hits you, you gotta just run with it."
Right, right. I agree with that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So when you guys come together to do a 3HD project, what is that process, and is that process different from you guys working on your own individual music?
It's different from the respect of that, you know, you got to agree with two other people, right? So it's
right.
Different from that regard. So yeah, there's that aspect of it, the whole collaborative aspect.
So it's just like one of you just bring something to the table, or is it y'all just listen to y'all, like basically y'all look for beats and production together?
Well, like we kind of had a lot of production, like we were ready, like at the point to like just sitting down, like look, let's start working on some shit. And so we
right.
kind of approached it from that angle.
Huh. So y'all already had a plan. You had a method to the madness before you even went into album mode.
Here's what it really was. We were making music individually. We were featuring each other's stuff. We started making more music. You know, we were like, oh, this is a good track. I mean, like, yeah, it was like a 3HD album, like, but like it was just like a pile of tracks. Like, you know, it took us a while and a bunch of recording before we decided, like, hey, what would sound good to make a project together? And a lot of tracks were tested, field tested. You know, for the about like 70%, about like 65 to 70% of our tracks have been field tested. You know what I mean? Like we've rocked them. You know, we've rocked them.
Okay,
not like for people, but we've rocked them. When we rock for people, we're always learning. You know, we're like AI when we perform. Like every time we perform, we learn something. We're constantly conscious while we're performing on things. You know. That could use improvement. Oh, that didn't go too good that time. We'll figure it out next time. Or, you know, I need to watch so and so more because their movements tend to, you know, come my direction more than the other one. So I gotta pay attention to that. So being on stage, you know, you're paying attention to your delivery, you know. Of course, like the quality of how you're delivering it and your placement, you know, like I said, we use space when we perform. So like we got to always be mindful of each other's placement in what direction that we're going in. Otherwise, you know, it would look like a jumble mess, and, you know, we got motherfuckers looking like fucking Three Stooges, like bumping into each other. We three had a dragon, we had Three Stooges, man. We can't be just bumping into each other on stage and shit, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta have all that in vision while we're performing. So but that allows us to know like how comfortable we are with track also. So, you know,
right.
Because of how they come out performed has taken us back to the drawing board on how we recorded it. And we recorded tracks based on that. So our album process ideology has differed from how it would be individually. We have a lot of people that love the way we rock. We want to bring that same element on an album because we know what it's like when you hear, when you see someone rock something, you really love it, but then you hear the album, it doesn't give you that same fucking feeling. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's let down. Sometimes right. You buy a whole project for that one song to get that feeling, and then you listen to it by yourself, and you don't get that feeling because it wasn't the same way that they performed it. Now, I get it. At the same time, the draw is how you perform it to get that engagement, but it would behoove you for the product to also at least match that in some sort of way. You know, if your song's generally boring, then you might as well perform it fucking boring so niggas know exactly what they're going to get when they buy the CD. You know what I'm saying? But if that's a real hype song, like, someone's going to buy your album because it's hype. And so we were just like, damn, like, we got to re-record everything. Because if I listen to this album right now, it would be a good hip-hop album, but would it be on par to how we perform? No. How are we going to sell it? By how we perform? Oh, so that means we're going to give a whole bunch of niggas a bunch of disappointment for no fucking reason because that was an oversight. So we went back to re-record. So, like, our process is much deeper than just making music.
That's good. That's good. You know, you need to have heart and soul in it. I mean, and don't release, you know, stuff until y'all are ready. You know, it's y'all stuff. You know, it's your music that you're putting out. Do it until, you know, hold on to it until you feel, you know, it's ready. You know, like there ain't no shame in that. You know, be honest and truthful. You know what I'm saying? Throughout all of it.
Right.
I think it's why it's received. It's because, like you can feel the organic nature when we rock. You know, you know that's just us. You know that we're not just, like, putting on something. You know what I mean? You know that's us. You know, we got the business model that we work uniformly on. You know, uniformity is, like, one of the things that, like, you know, really does help a group. You know what I mean? Because with so many things that you can't have in control, you might as well control all the rest of them, right? And at least have, like, a goal for them. So it's like in order to do that, you know, you want to make sure your product is able to project that same feel because that's where your return comes from. As artists, we think that our return comes from how well we rock the show, which is partially true, but only partially. How well we made an album, which is only partially true also. How well we marketed that album and promoted that album, yeah? But guess what? There's still a piece of that missing because, like, it's all of those don't sync up to that album. Like, the same intensity, the same sound, the same vibe and feel, then those are kind of the things that help albums flop. Are they bad albums? No. But, you know, in a sense, you lied to everyone because you didn't have it to be up to the same par and expectation as you did as you were performing it. So a lot of those things have to come into play, you know, when you're creating this whole project. You know, it's more than creating a project. You mean, you're creating the whole vibe. You're creating the whole feel. You know what I mean? Like, what's this album going to feel like? You know, was it not just what it's going to sound like, what's it going to look like.
Right. Right. It has emotional value to it. Yeah.
that emotional value is that buy-in, and that buy-in is in turn. That's your return customers right there, the ones that were able to, you were able to create that buy-in with. You can't just go in arrogant and figure that the product you created was good enough for that.
So I got a question. Just out of curiosity, what's been the funnest / most memorable thing that you guys have got to do since you guys have started your career together?
Matt, you want to grab this one?
Most fun? Shit. That's a tough one. I mean, for me, it's like being in the same room with cats I like grew up listening to, you know what I'm saying? Like rocket shows and like chopping it up with cats that, you know what I'm saying? I grew up listening to in high school, you know what I'm saying? And them actually like liking what I do and having respect for what I do, you know what I'm saying? Like rocking with the living legends and like cats like shake your hand, look you in the eye like, yo, you killed that. And you're like, word? Like that shit, I don't know. That shit's still kind of mind-blowing. It's like, damn. Like it's like you're kind of doing what you fucking, like, when you really think about it, you're doing exactly what you set out to do. You know what I mean? So that's still always going to be, you know what I mean, kind of like a feather in your cap. You know what I mean? Like, okay. I'm rocking with some heavy hitters, and they, you know what I'm saying? They respect what I do. We do. You know what I mean?
I feel you. That's what I always say. As long as it didn't suck, I'm cool. Did it suck? It didn't suck, right? I feel you 100%.
Because
you heard me say that to you before. Wait, what you saying?
Can I interject here?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is completely off topic. I was scrolling through my Facebook feed, you know, while I was listening. I apologize. But I need to give a biggest shout out right now, live on air here. The people who created the Note by Note radio show intro song was Jay Birds. Okay. Now, Jay Birds, their lead guitarist and you know, one of the singers produced, was in a big band called 10 Years, big rock band. Now he produces music because he's left the band and everything like that. And he helps produce this band called Nectar Collector. And Nectar Collector, who I just got to meet and see recently at a show here in Knoxville, just got put on the band Hinder. Just got on their tour when they're coming through Knoxville here. They're going to be opening up for them, one of the opening acts. So I just need to do that live on air because I got to see their show the other day, and you know, they're absolutely phenomenal. So they're another up and coming, you know, rock band here out of Knoxville. And I had to chime in. I apologize, and I'm not trying to take away from y'all's show because this is the Three-Headed Dragon show today. I believe in my heart of, you know, giving credit where credit is due. So I just need to throw that out. So I apologize. We can get back to this. We got about 15 minutes left. It might be time to play the last song that we have.
Well, yeah, let's you guys go with that?
That sounds good. Sounds good.
Shoot, I actually got to run. I got to run up in this client's office before they close. But,
get your money, boss. Get your money.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh yeah. Make that paper.
Well, it's been been an honor being on y'all show. Much love, Jesse. You know what I'm saying? We'll be in touch. Or at least I'll be in touch.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'll see you other two motherfuckers later.
Yeah, man.
All right, there you
go. All right, see you.
All right. So with that being said, this is Dragon Style of the Note by Note radio show. Stick with us, man. We're still going to be here with Three-Headed Dragon. And, yeah, we're going to play the song now.
And we got a video.
Laboratories and arsenals of all civilized
and we on the attack. Anybody who know what's good for them is watching they back. When we hit your screen, it's a 10.10 on the Rick. The competition get crushed as soon as they enter the picture. Real time, a claymation, we bout to decimate ya. And they get eaten alive if they underestimate us. We stepping on cars and cracking the pavement, changing the world with a plethora of powerful statements. We could fit the globe in our mouths if we open wide enough. Leaving competition deceased, cause they ain't loud as us. So bear witness to something mystical and mythical. Far from typical, cause we tower over the pinnacle. Probably shouldn't say this, cause we modest and we earnest. But when we exhale, our breath is hotter than a furnace. Against the King Kong, a Godzilla will be dead. My dragon to kill you with any one of his three heads. Yeah, how we do it, how we do it, dragon style.
Dragon or 3HD, three highly defined killers on the MIC. Three hunters doing work, catching prey like a predator. Run the game with unlimited terms like a senator. So where it's cracking at? Yup, you'll find us right there. Live in the flesh, a whack rapper's worst nightmare. But times three, flames hit you from three ways and leave the mic smoking like my car with my tree blades. Bringing a little bit of what the culture lacking. Fall up in the function and it's something like release the Kraken. Enter the dragon and exit with the fakery. Monster stomping through your city, nothing you can say to me. Try me once and I can bet that you won't try again. You don't want no problems with the three-headed Leviathan. The crowd jumping, let me know we're on the right course. Link to the past when connected to the Triforce. Three-headed.
Yeah, how we do it, dragon style.
You can find yourself inside of an imprint. You cannot run the dragon even at a insane sprint. Combined with insane fit, them slick linguistics. The friends in which you stand it will make you do a backflip. Disrupt a behemoth with no previous weakness. Destroying your speakers at club features. Catch me jumping out your sneakers. Freezing your AC, melting your heater. Better become a believer. We starting through inferno and triple hitters with no reliever. Leveling foundations across nations. United humanity, sharing efforts. We'll never corral this type of devastation. Let no venue go emblazoned. I can tell they're listening. Cause when they get me, I see faces lit with eyes shimmering. Classic with every lyrical titan in rap history. Propelling their arguments, 3HD is worth remembering. That's three-headed dragon, YD, Madman, and Max D's. Representative of RDV with Butcher at the spot.
Welcome back to the No By No Radio Show. And, yeah, that was Dragon Style by the Three-Headed Dragon. So,
Yeah.
I mean, I'm used to that. The funny thing about it is, I'm gonna tell you why. Personally, I don't listen to y'all music in my fucking iPod or my iPhone because I just would rather see it live myself. That's for me. That's what it is for me and you guys' shit. Like I just have to. It's just one of the things. Like, okay, that's why I always pop up at shit. I'm notorious for popping up at y'all shows. Like, I'm going to go listen. Because it's funny, there's certain shit, like there's certain albums you just listen to at certain times, and that's usually when I listen to y'all albums is when I just pop up at y'all show. I think it's a show to see. You know what I'm saying? If you haven't seen, you know what I'm saying, a Three-Headed Dragon show, you need to go check it the fuck out because it's a good show. That's my two cents on that, you know, because I'm also a fan of hip-hop. Like, I don't know, you know, most of you motherfuckers probably are, but I am. That's just me. I'm just coming clean about it. That's why I ain't never buy none of y'all music. I'll buy your other shit. I just would rather buy a ticket to your show. Me myself.
No, appreciate it, man. Most definitely. You know, we rock, man. We try to create an experience. Performing for us is really, like, it's really what we enjoy to do. And when we're not able, of course, like, we're going to still rock, like, whatever we can. But, like, performing is, like, you know, it's like we have an energy that we want to share with the people that in the energy. Like, ain't nobody came in that motherfucker to waste their time that night. You know what I mean? And,
you can hear it in music, too, and that's the thing.
the year. No, I feel that too.
So,
but you know, that goes back to the whole thing that I was saying. Like, that's why we had to really revamp the product that we were going to be bringing out. Because it's like, are you going like if that's the jewel of what we provide, then you know, how are we not going to allow that to be provided, you know, elsewhere, you know, after that performance? You know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, that's the buy. Like, we're not going to be able to touch everywhere for, like, a long time, but, you know, you got to make sure that people are able to get that feeling so when they do come, they know the experience that they can expect.
Right, right. That's true. I mean, but you guys have got that shit down to a science, though. I mean, because I don't hear that on many projects. You know, most people, I don't even think motherfuckers, I think it's just one of those, they wrote it, they rapped it that day, and they kind of moved on to the next song. Like, you can hear the live element in what you guys are putting out. So, I mean, it's dope to hear the way, especially now that I've heard you explain the theory behind it, that's even more compelling to me. Yes, that's a big-ass word, compelling, word of the day. But that's just an inside joke because I have a friend that tells me I've been using my college words on the show, and yeah, so fuck it. I do that. Now, you ever notice that, like, when you actually, like, well, fuck it, I can't read. That's always my thing. Like, am I supposed to sound illiterate as fuck? Like, I did go to school every day. Yeah, that's me. Fuck it, I was there every fucking day. Like, what do you expect? But yeah, so it's just dope to see how that comes together. And I think that's for people who have always listened to your music that didn't know that, they're going to hear it differently now, knowing that you wrote it that way, especially hearing you live and being able to match the energy. I mean, I know I'll hear it different now, as crazy as that sounds. So, yeah. But,
yeah, man, you got with the voice on, you know?
Say that again?
I said, we ain't trying to waste nobody's time. You know, you if you came to us for an experience, we want to make sure that you're going to get that on every threshold.
Very true. So we got about 7 minutes left in the show. I want y'all to give a chance to get all the shameless self-promotion you could possibly get. Let everybody know what all the handles are, where they can meet you, if they want to book you, how do they do that? You know, those kind of things. If they want to send you some beats, where do they send that?
All right. Social media, okay? At 3HD official, at the number 3HD official. So 3 and then the letters HD and they're official. So at 3HD official, you should get it by now. That's how you call us on Instagram. We also have the 3-headed dragon /3HD page on Facebook. So if you guys are still on Facebook, check that out. Diff Dope Everything. DIFFDOPE. Diff Dope is short for Different Dope. Different Dope Music, that's us. But we're Diff Dope. So at Diff Dope Everything, go subscribe to Diff Dope YouTube channel. You know, if you want to check out our music that we put up there, and also Big Chillin' with Diff Dope. You know, like, once again, we got third place for Podcast of the Year on Replicon Radio. So that's pretty huge. You know, that's big for us. We just had episode 90. So that's been 90 weeks since we decided to start this in July, in the beginning of the first year of the pandemic. So 90 weeks strong, you know. Check it out for sports talk music updates. We got the hip-hop big board, you know what I'm saying? So we want to make sure that, you know, you guys know that we're predominantly hip-hop based, but we also got comedians and DJs and everything. So shout out the whole Diff Dope crew. Madman at Madman of RDV on Instagram and Facebook. Max Steez at MAQSTEEZ on everything is Max D's. I'm YDMC at YDMC on everything. You can also find me on TikTok as well, YDMC Music. My YouTube is YDMC Music. Madman, you can find at Madman of RDV. We do have a three-headed dragon YouTube now. We have a Scorched Earth animated music video up, so check that out. Scorched Earth is an animated music video. We also have three music videos on the Diptope YouTube, so please subscribe to both. We do have Dragon Style, which has been filmed by my man Juggernaut, but also edited by Nobi. The Dragon Style video will be dropping next week. So, get some subscribers up. We might drop it a little early, man. You know what I'm saying? Never know what's going on with that. Demolition Marksman EP by YDMC. That's coming soon. Shut Shit Down music videos. I'm going to drop that around my birthday in a few days, featuring Rappin' Forte and Yellow B. So I've been holding on to that video for a long time, but I'm glad to finally drop it. That's off the 25th letter. Scorched Earth should be coming. I mean, honestly, summertime should be here, man, you know, because we went through, we did a lot of things, and we revamped everything. Shout out All Bay Music Magazine, who All Bay Music is one of our affiliations right now. So the new 420 issue is about to come out because it's also a cannabis company now. And you'll be able to check us out on the Filthy Rich podcast. We did a live interview with him. And then we also, you'll also be able to check it out on All Bay Music, on Filthy Rich Certified podcast. You'll be able to check him out on that. Check out Three-Headed Dragon, Mr. Juice, Butch Swim, as well as Hip Hopanero. So shout out Filthy Rich. Shout out All Bay Music. And got those Soapbox Melodics in there, man. That's my skate sponsor / music group. So, we be doing our thing. Rendezvous Records, shout out D. LaBrie. Shout out the whole Rendezvous crew. RDV Promo for keeping us laced in the promo game, man. And, shout out to Note by Note, too, for having us on here, man. We're Three-Headed Dragon, man, with Diff Dope. We're Rendezvous. We're grinding all the time. Shout out Diamond Pit Media for keeping us looking good on all visual content and everything like that as well.
Man, hey, look, man, thank you. I just thank you because nobody ever does that right at the end of the show. I mean, they thank us for being on. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, but, like, when they're going through their fucking spiel of, what they got going on and doing their little promos at the show. No one says thanks for Note by Note for having us on. I mean, like, man, much respect. Thank you.
Yeah. I knew you'd like that, sir. I knew you'd like that, sir. But yeah, thanks, fellas. Thanks for being on the show. You know what it is with me. You know, you can find me when you're looking for me and I'll definitely be in touch. And, man, I'm looking forward to see what you guys are going to pull off, in the gear, because that just makes it easier for me when I finally decide to step back out again, man. So I appreciate you for coming on. It means a lot to me,
Yeah. And me as well. And me as well. Thank you, guys. I know what it's like to get time from an artist. Time is money. I say that every week because it's a fucking true statement. So I get it. I understand. So thank you guys so much for coming on and giving us your time today. We appreciate it and, giving us a little insight into, Three-Headed Dragon. That's what this show's all about.
Yeah, follow Three-Headed Dragon on all streaming platforms. We're on everything, man. The number 3-Headed Dragon on everything, man. Follow us. Thank you, JB, bro. I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Jesse's running the studio tonight, but I'm going to say my final send off first, what I always say.
Yeah, do your thing, man.
Everybody, be good to one another. Be good to yourself. And as always, please keep your hearts open and your radios up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's usually how we end the show. and that's good. So we'll see y'all next week. And, yeah. Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.